Question 1. You hear a man talking about crime fiction.
I got into crime fiction while I was doing voluntary work in Nepal. There wasn't much to do in the evenings, and I quickly ran out of paperbacks to read. Someone sent me an e-reader, so I downloaded dozens of crime novels, but I barely read a tenth of them. Today I read all sorts of novels, but I never buy crime stories. The thing is, I lost interest in them. I'd go so far as to say they're repetitive. After I finished one, I recall hardly any of what I've read because it was too similar to stories I've read before. I know other people find them immensely satisfying. I got into crime fiction while I was doing voluntary work in Nepal. There wasn't much to do in the evenings, and I quickly ran out of paperbacks to read. Someone sent me an e-reader, so I downloaded dozens of crime novels, but I barely read a tenth of them. Today I read all sorts of novels, but I never buy crime stories. The thing is, I lost interest in them. I'd go so far as to say they're repetitive. After I finished one, I recall hardly any of what I've read because it was too similar to stories I've read before. I know other people find them immensely satisfying.
Question 2. You hear two sports journalists talking about a tennis player who is retiring.
Have you heard? Jacob Mayers has announced he's retiring from tennis.
Yes, I'm a bit surprised.
I suppose, with all his recent injuries, it's only sensible to give up.
Well, when I interviewed him, he expressed the intention of continuing for another 2 years. Still, he's so committed to tennis, I suspect he's planning to come back and train the next generation of tennis stars.
There's certainly a shortage of trainers at the moment. He knows he'd be in demand.
Or he might be hoping to present the tennis on television. That pays very well.
Oh, but he doesn't need the money, and he's always said he's camera shy. Have you heard? Jacob Mayers has announced he's retiring from tennis.
Yes, I'm a bit surprised.
I suppose, with all his recent injuries, it's only sensible to give up.
Well, when I interviewed him, he expressed the intention of continuing for another 2 years. Still, he's so committed to tennis, I suspect he's planning to come back and train the next generation of tennis stars.
There's certainly a shortage of trainers at the moment. He knows he'd be in demand.
Or he might be hoping to present the tennis on television. That pays very well.
Oh, but he doesn't need the money, and he's always said he's camera shy.
Question 3. You hear an inventor talking about her work.
I'm often asked to visit colleges and universities to talk about my work as an inventor. I'd be a liar if I said an inventor's ideas come from moments of genius. It's actually about putting in more effort than you thought possible, messing up, and then figuring out why you messed up, and then trying something different over and over again until it eventually works. People queue up hoping to hear a motivational speech from me, inspiring them to go away and dream up the next big idea. The reality can be disappointing for them to hear. I'm often asked to visit colleges and universities to talk about my work as an inventor. I'd be a liar if I said an inventor's ideas come from moments of genius. It's actually about putting in more effort than you thought possible, messing up, and then figuring out why you messed up, and then trying something different over and over again until it eventually works. People queue up hoping to hear a motivational speech from me, inspiring them to go away and dream up the next big idea. The reality can be disappointing for them to hear.
Question 4. You hear two friends discussing their plans for the weekend.
What What are you up to this weekend, Mark?
Picking up my new bike tomorrow, then taking it out on the road. I want to see how it performs on the hills.
Fantastic. I need to get out on my bike more at weekends. Cycling a kilometre into town to go shopping isn't proper exercise.
Well, you're welcome to join me. I won't be going all that fast.
I still wouldn't be able to keep up with you. But thanks anyway. Perhaps you could suggest some easy rides for me to start with.
Okay, I'll have a think and let you know.
What are you up to this weekend, Mark?
Picking up my new bike tomorrow, then taking it out on the road. I want to see how it performs on the hills.
Fantastic. I need to get out on my bike more at weekends. Cycling a kilometre into town to go shopping isn't proper exercise.
Well, you're welcome to join me. I won't be going all that fast.
I still wouldn't be able to keep up with you. But thanks anyway. Perhaps you could suggest some easy rides for me to start with.
Okay, I'll have a think and let you know.
Question 5. You hear a woman talking about crossword puzzles.
I've been doing crosswords on and off since I was a teenager, but in recent years I've started to get real pleasure from making this a part of my daily routine. Having said that, I'm not one of those people who keep going for hours until they've completed the whole crossword. I see it more as a really good way to keep fit mentally, and it improves my word power. Some people do crosswords as a way to de-stress, to switch off from everything around them, but that doesn't really work for me. I've been doing crosswords on and off since I was a teenager, but in recent years I've started to get real pleasure from making this a part of my daily routine. Having said that, I'm not one of those people who keep going for hours until they've completed the whole crossword. I see it more as a really good way to keep fit mentally, and it improves my word power. Some people do crosswords as a way to de-stress, to switch off from everything around them, but that doesn't really work for me.
Question 6. You hear two colleagues talking about travelling to work.
Everything okay, Harry?
The train was late this morning and I nearly missed my first meeting of the day.
It's so frustrating, isn't it? I mean, we pay all this money to get to work and the train service is terrible.
Quite. And it's impossible to work on the train, so you just have to sit there staring out the window.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I make the most of my journey by reading reports and catching up with emails.
I can't do that. Still, I wouldn't want to move to an apartment in the busy city centre.
Me neither. I love my neighbourhood. It's so peaceful. Everything okay, Harry?
The train was late this morning and I nearly missed my first meeting of the day.
It's so frustrating, isn't it? I mean, we pay all this money to get to work and the train service is terrible.
Quite. And it's impossible to work on the train, so you just have to sit there staring out the window.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I make the most of my journey by reading reports and catching up with emails.
I can't do that. Still, I wouldn't want to move to an apartment in the busy city centre.
Me neither. I love my neighbourhood. It's so peaceful.
Question 7. You hear a researcher talking about social media.
Social media is such a big part of many people's lives nowadays, and there's so much discussion about whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. It's almost unimaginable that it didn't even exist only a decade ago. When you explain to younger generations that in the past people actually waited to hear from each other because there was no instant messaging, some of them think you're actually making it up. Anyway, what I'm currently investigating is the impact on friendships when communication is carried out mainly on social media rather than in person. Social media is such a big part of many people's lives nowadays, and there's so much discussion about whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. It's almost unimaginable that it didn't even exist only a decade ago. When you explain to younger generations that in the past people actually waited to hear from each other because there was no instant messaging, some of them think you're actually making it up. Anyway, what I'm currently investigating is the impact on friendships when communication is carried out mainly on social media rather than in person.
Question 8. You hear a woman telling a friend about her experience of using a life coach.
How are you, Karen? Still as busy as ever?
I'm fine, thanks, Charlie. Actually, I've just finished my last session with a life coach who's been helping me find ways to achieve my goals.
Wow, sounds interesting. Whenever I give myself a new goal to achieve, I find the harder I try, the more likely I am to fail. Maybe my targets are too ambitious.
Well, perhaps you need to analyse your goal and then divide this into a series of mini-goals that are more manageable. That's what my life coach has helped me to understand and what I'm going to do from now on.
Great advice. How are you, Karen? Still as busy as ever?
I'm fine, thanks, Charlie. Actually, I've just finished my last session with a life coach who's been helping me find ways to achieve my goals.
Wow, sounds interesting. Whenever I give myself a new goal to achieve, I find the harder I try, the more likely I am to fail. Maybe my targets are too ambitious.
Well, perhaps you need to analyse your goal and then divide this into a series of mini-goals that are more manageable. That's what my life coach has helped me to understand and what I'm going to do from now on.
Great advice.